Welcome back to MP Access. We are here at the Five Star Conference. My name is Ekaterina, and joining me today, David Siwi.
Siwi, correct.
Siwi, yes. Welcome to the show. This is your first time here.
Yes, and it's awesome. I love it.
And before we jump into industry insights, I want to get to know your background. So share a little bit about how you first got into real estate.
So if you really want to go back far, when I bought my first home, is when I decided after it didn't work out that I should get into real estate. I had somebody who, I had a lender and a real estate agent who basically didn't give me the best advice. And I ended up buying a home I shouldn't have purchased. So after that, I decided I want to help people out. That was my main goal, help people out. I believe in home ownership and building generational wealth. And I can't stress enough, I love helping people. So.
What do you love the most besides helping people about being a realtor and a broker?
My favorite thing?
Mm-hmm.
First-time home buyers. I love seeing them buy a home. They go through so many emotions. They're happy. They're nervous. They're excited. There's so many things. And I just love guiding them because I felt like my first home that I purchased, I wasn't guided properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really my passion.
Mm-hmm. Looking back at your journey, what has been the biggest milestones or turning points in your career so far?
In the real estate career or just in general?
Let's do both.
Probably when I got my, I got my undergrad degree from Penn State in marketing management. I got my MBA from Temple, so those were very exciting. Through the real estate career, getting my associate, my broker's license. I'm an associate broker for my company. I love that. And, probably, again, helping people. It really is exciting. Those are probably my big ones.
And it's also exciting because the real estate industry is constantly changing, mm-hmm. too. From your perspective, what's the biggest shift you've seen in the recent years?
Definitely a lack of inventory. I'm sure everyone will tell you that. There is a lack of inventory, especially in my area. I'm in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware. So there are a lot of people who need homes. So there's not enough homes on the market. I would say technology is really taken over. AI is just crazy these days. A lot of agents now will utilize AI, whether it's writing their listing or I use AI for my answering service. So if you call me, I have AI as my assistant, if you will. I would say those are probably the biggest things.
What about challenges that agents are facing that weren't a problem a decade ago?
Oh, well, inventory. That's the big
Still.
One. Inventory is, at least in my neck of the woods, yes. I would also say there's more and more people who get into it. And unfortunately, I know this is going to sound horrible, but there's a lot of people that don't know what they're doing. And you're helping someone buy, the most expensive purchase of their life. And I feel like you should be working with someone who's seasoned and experienced. I don't feel that when you get into real estate, I feel as if you should have an internship or some kind of apprenticeship for 2 years. So you get to understand it, work under someone, be mentored.
Mm-hmm. And earlier you mentioned a little bit about AI and technologies that are changing the way people buy and sell homes now too. What tools or trends do you think are making the biggest impact?
Probably ChatGPT. Again, the AI assistant I use is great because it answers my phone calls. It filters out the junk. You can leave a message. I can receive it either the voice, through text, through an email. It makes my life a lot easier. Staging homes nowadays, the technology to stage a home where there's no furniture in it and all of a sudden, boom, you can show a picture without furniture. Now there's a picture with furniture. It's just endless.
Mm-hmm. Do you think AI is soon going to be able to show homes too? There will be like a robot inside of the house that will just like, hello, welcome, this is the bathroom.
I'm pretty sure like Zillow's on the way to doing something like that. But, if I'm going to be honest, having an agent with the knowledge and the experience and be able to negotiate and do the paperwork correctly, people can still do FSBOs, you can still buy your own home if you want. But at the end of the day, an agent's going to maximize the money you keep in your pocket as a buyer or as a seller, get you the most money possible without necessarily as many of the legal issues that you could run into if you do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, how do you see the role of realtors evolving within the next 5 to 10 years?
We just have to stay with the times. I tell a lot of the people here today, probably most of the people here are, I would say, older than me, and I'm encouraging them like to embrace AI, embrace technology, because if you don't keep up with it, you're going to be antiquated. And it's the younger generation who's already using that. They're doing videos and TikToks, and you have to stay with that. So it's very challenging because, you know, I don't always have time in the day to just do a video or a post. You know, at some point I'm probably going to have to hire a technology team to just start doing that for me. Plug for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about the Five Star Conference now. Mm-hmm. You are here today. And what does this event mean to you personally and professionally?
So this is my first year, and I didn't know what to expect. It's a lot. I mean, I will say there's a lot to do. There's a lot to learn. That's probably one of my biggest takeaways is I'm learning a lot of things. It's always good to keep up with what is trending. So I feel like at this conference, the things that I've learned have definitely helped me be a better agent for whomever I'm working with, whatever client it is. The networking is amazing. I'm meeting people from all over the country. We're exchanging numbers. Hey, if I can help you, you can help me, type of thing. Those are my two big ones. I mean, I just met with some asset managers, really nice people. It's been a wonderful experience. They have plenty to do here. This is top notch. Like, whoever put this together, kudos to the entire five-star team. It's amazing. It was more than I expected.
Mm-hmm. What is your top networking advice? How to keep those relationships?
You just have to have constant contact, you know, communicate well. Sometimes it's tough because if I'm on the road driving, so I have an earpiece I wear, I make sure I can talk to people all the time. If I'm in meetings like I am today, I check my phone when I have a quick minute, I send back a text, hey, I'm in a conference, I'll get back to you. Communication's always been the biggest thing. It doesn't matter if it's in real estate or in life in general. I mean, you think about it. Relationships end over communication, whether it's a marriage or a friendship. That's the key to everything. And I believe in having good quality communication.
Mm-hmm. And you have stayed through all 3 days of the conference.
I got here Saturday night because I started Sunday.
Wow.
So I've been here for, yes, I'm one of the longest tenured this week.
Wow. So what has been your favorite event or a forum?
Whew.
Or class?
I mean, there's so many good things here. Like I said, the vendors, the classes. Probably my favorite was when they honored the three military people. Like, I'm a big supporter of the military. Without them, shout out to the people who serve and protect our country, we wouldn't be here who we are today. I mean, you look at other countries, and, you know, I don't have to worry about something happening while I'm sitting here.
Absolutely.
That was probably very moving, especially the one woman who won on behalf of her husband who had passed away. That was great to see her get that. And then Nolan Turner, he did the first forum I went to, and he just talked about the market. It was amazing what he had to say, and he brought data to back it up. I mean, that's kind of where it's at, and proof in the pudding.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was actually walking around doing on the floor interviews here too, and I asked people very important questions about the Five Star Conference. Coffee or tea to get you through these days?
Neither. I do not do caffeine. I've never had a sip of coffee. And tea, I will only have tea like if I go to a restaurant maybe. So no, I drink water or club soda.
What?
Yes. I don't do any drugs. I don't do any
good
caffeine. I know I'm pretty boring. I'm pretty plain Jane, I guess, but no.
No, you're just healthy.
I don't know about that. I mean, if you saw what I ate last night at the three different parties we had to attend, yes.
So over your career, what's one lesson you've learned that you wish you knew starting out?
Oh, there's so much. Probably one of the things, when you get into real estate, they make you take a test. So you have to study. You take two classes, at least in Pennsylvania. And I've learned that what you study for is not what real estate's about. It's just not it. You really should have to have that mentor and have that apprenticeship that I was speaking of, because without that, you don't know what you're doing. Like, no one teaches you things. A lot of times in real estate, it's everyone for themselves. And if we can help agents and make our industry better, there's plenty of opportunity out there. I think people don't realize, like, you know, in Philadelphia, where I'm from, on one block, you could have 50 row homes on one side, 50 on the other. If all 100 of those homes decided that they wanted to sell today and buy a house, I couldn't possibly do that on my own. There's plenty of opportunity. But I think they need to weed out people that don't know what they're doing and then give people mentors.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to new agents or brokers who are just entering their career and market right now?
Network. It's the biggest thing I tell everyone. Networking, building relationships, talking to people. I mean, I'll give you an example. I didn't know who you were. I was walking by here a couple days ago, and I literally saw we kind of our eyes hit at the same time. And I said, oh, did you want me to do a podcast? And you were like, sure. I mean, it wasn't planned. Now we're here having a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All because I made a conversation. I don't care if you're introverted or extroverted. Have the conversations. Talk to people. Network. Meet people. Hand out your card. Tell people what you can do. Show what value you bring. I think that's important.
For realtors who want to stand out in today's competitive environment, what do you think makes the biggest difference?
Well, if you're new into it, it's going to be tough because, like what I say, is you're buying the biggest picture of your life. You're going to hire, you know, your cousin John, who just got his license, has never helped someone buy or sell a house before. So I would say, you know, join up with somebody who's got the experience, who you can say, hey, we have 20 years of experience between us. You know, I'm licensed in 4 states, so if you partner up with me, we now mm-hmm. can service 4 states. That's a big thing.
You have a very large experience in real estate. What has been your proudest moment in your career?
My proudest moment in my career. Wow, that's going to be a good one. Probably, actually, one of them. I have a friend who came from Moldova, and he was here for 7 years, and he decided to buy a home. Now, there are people who have lived here in the United States their entire lives, and they've never purchased a home. And I believe in helping people. And another proud moment, just recently, I had someone a couple months ago, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, 68-year-old woman in Philadelphia bought her first house. She was crying. She thanked me up and down. Every once in a while, like once a week, she'll reach out and say, Happy Wednesday, or thank you so much, have a blessed day. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. It's the little things. It's again, helping people. It's not, don't get me wrong, I love to sell million-dollar homes, but at the end of the day, it's about making people happy and giving them home ownership, and that's what I really am passionate about.
And with that, I have a next question. Are there any misconceptions people have about realtors that you agree with?
I mean, they think we get overpaid. I don't think that's true at all because, you know, I sign you up today as a client. We go out, look at houses. If you don't buy a house, I didn't get paid. I think that's a misconception. All the time and money that goes into it is a misconception. So those are myths. As far as a fact, I mean, I think some are unethical, but I think that's in any industry. Some don't have morals. I feel like they do things that they shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, am I perfect? Absolutely not. But I try to do every single deal and work with everybody with some sense of morality.
Mm-hmm. And realtors also have a crazy schedule on day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. How do you balance out running your business day-to-day with staying on top of industry changes?
For me personally, everything goes in my calendar and my phone. I have access to it like that. Just for this conference, I had laid out everything in a schedule. So you have time management. That's the one thing I learned when I got my MBA is time management is probably one of the most important things that people overlook.
Mm-hmm.
Plan out your day, A, B, C. How like the A things have to get done right now, B need to get done soon, C is something that can wait a little bit. I set alarms on my phone so I don't miss things. Like to come here, I had an alarm. I got unfortunately tied up a little bit at the last interview, but I ran up here as quick as I could, and we're here now. So that's probably the biggest thing is just time management.
Mm-hmm. And what role do you see mentorship playing in helping new brokers and realtors succeed?
I can't stress it enough. If someone's been in this for a while, give back. I'm all about the give back. I used to teach at Penn State and Temple. I didn't get paid a lot to do it, but it was a passion of mine. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And what I would say is give back what you've learned. Pass the knowledge on to the next upcoming generation or whomever it is. I think that's really important, and I think a lot of agents don't do that.
Mm-hmm. And on a personal note, what keeps you motivated every day to continue serving clients and being involved in industry events like the Five Star Conference?
What keeps me motivated? Well, first and foremost, I'm motivated because I have to pay bills. Right? So let's get that off the table. That doesn't. So aside from that, what motivates me, it just drives me, is I love, it's almost like the success of it. And again, going back to helping people out, that really motivates me. I love knowing, hey, I'm going to help you buy your house today. I'm going to help you sell your grandmom's house so that she can live out the rest of her years with you. Those things really do motivate me, and I truly believe that. It's not just a say. It's a feel, and that's exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And money.
Well, the money, again, I started with money. I'm not going to lie. I do go to work to make money. But if I can help people along the way, definitely that is my number one goal.
And looking ahead, what excites you the most about the future of your career and the real estate industry as a whole?
Probably getting into this whole REO space, BPOs, short sales, foreclosures. I'm intrigued by it. I definitely want to start building that up. I would like to do more flips, like flip properties. I enjoy that. Maybe one day get into some kind of new construction at some point if I can get the right group of people together. I think that would be exciting for me, and that's my ultimate goal. The one thing I'll say is a lot of people, they talk about like how to build wealth. Real estate is the way. You can have money in a 401k. You can have money in the stock market. You can have gold and silver and crypto. That's all good, and you can make money, but you can't use any of it until you get rid of it. Real estate, you buy real estate, you can now build on it, you can live on it, you can rent it out, you can borrow against it. It's the one asset that gives. So all the people out there, if you're listening, all the other things are fine, invest in other things, but real estate is the one thing they can't make more of. Like that one song, good Lord, ain't making any more of it. So grab it up now, because at some point down the road, big corporations might be buying it up and you might be renting.
True. David, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining me today. I hope you had fun on your first podcast.
I love it.
You're
this
an MP Access.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. The both of you were great. I do. Hopefully we can do this again maybe next year.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a great day.